Listening Library presents Hattie Ever After by Kirby Larson. Read for you by Kirsten Potter. Author's note read by the author. Chapter 1. Homesteads and Hamlet Traps. June 4, 1919, Great Falls, Montana, Brown's Boarding House. Dear Para Lee, you will never guess what I am posting in the mail besides this letter to you, my last check to Mr. Nefsker. After these long months, Uncle Chester's IOU is paid in full. When first presented with that IOU some months ago, I couldn't imagine how on earth I would repay it, especially after that summer hailstorm knocked down my crops, along with my hopes of making a go of the farm. The good Lord has quite a sense of humor, plunking me down here in Great Falls, in just the sort of job I left Iowa to escape. Though I must confess, it was pure pleasure this past winter to have indoor plumbing. No more walking to the necessary when it's 40 below. And I've certainly perfected essential cleaning skills. I'll have you know that I can now make a bed, scour the washbowl, and Hoover sweep the carpet in a lodger's room in 15 minutes flat. Despite the glamour of my current position, I am counting the minutes until the next thing. What is that, you ask? I do not know. You are right, as always, that the sensible plan is to come to you in Seattle. Of course, I would love to be neighbors again as we were on the Montana prairie, but you know I am not prone to the sensible. What sensible girl would have said yes to spending a year under Montana's big sky, trying to make a go of a long-lost uncle's homestead claim? And what sensible girl wouldn't say yes to Charlie, who is quite convinced we are meant to grow old together?